This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Today's Feed Form Friday program discusses fresh cow strategies, a critical group on the dairy farm because they start the next lactation and hopefully they start out healthy and with high productions and very little stress. And here is Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois, to tell us more about fresh cow strategies. Mike?
So, Bill, I'm going to discuss the three, what I call three pillars of a good fresh cow strategy program. The first pillar is going to be the fresh cow ration. In other words, I'm going to develop a ration specifically for those cows from basically 0 to about 30 days after calving. It'll be a transition diet because I'm going from a close-up diet, which is normally very high in fiber and forage, to a high cow ration that'll have more corn, starch, and barley in it as well. So I want to step these cows up through it, especially the key components are going to be starch and fiber so we don't have a digestive problem with my cows. I'm also going to be critically looking at the protein status, specifically amino acids. And there's some really neat work now coming out of Illinois showing a really nice response from adding methionine to the fresh cow ration in terms of health and feed intake in terms of milk production. To do this, of course, you'll have to have a rumen model program to get that done. Then some new data that we'll discuss later on in another radio program will be looking at adding fat to the fresh cow diet. Historically, we didn't do that because we were concerned that fat would slow down dry matter intake. But the new work out of Michigan State says adding 1 to 1.5% of specific fatty acids, in this case palmitic, which is a C16 saturated, and oleic, which is C18 with one double bond, really improved performance on cows as well. And, of course, in the fresh cow diet, I am going to be looking at such things as chromium, buffers, yeast products, rumensin to really make the rumens work for me out there in the feeding program. And you could be looking at some other additives as well. The second pillar is graduation day. When does the cow leave the fresh cow group and join the higher producing group? We say it should be at least no quicker than 10 days to be sure we have healthy cows before moving them. And ideally, once they're ready to graduate, let's get them in the high stream because remember, that's going to be the higher nutrient dense diet for these cows. So what can a farmer use to graduate his cows? And I'll give you a list of things to consider. Number one, uterine discharge. Obviously, if this cow has a uterine infection, you really want to treat this cow to make sure she recovers before mixing her in with the other cows. Body temperature, which is a great tool to determine if this cow has an infection, a little more difficult, takes a little more labor, but certainly a great tool. Milk yield, and of course, on some farms, every day, every milk, we get milk recorded, but on some farms, we don't get that, but certainly healthy cows give more milk, so monitoring milk production. Appetite, watching cows when they're locked up or in the stanchion barn to see how aggressive they're eating feeds. Appearance, which means what do the cows look like? Now, I ain't going to be a good cow person to get this job done. You kind of say, this cow doesn't look right. My dad, bless his soul, was certainly a good one at doing that. Some farmers have the rumination collars and ear tags. If cows are over 450 minutes rumination, then they're pretty healthy as far as that goes. We can also check for mastitis using the California mastitis test or the paddle. So if we have a high somatic cell count, especially after about 6 or 7 days, once you get out the colostrum milk, you should be concerned about that. And some farmers can routinely take blood samples and run BHBA tests on that to look at ketosis. The third pillar is cow comfort, Bill, and what this simply means, fresh cow groups, ideally heifers and older cows split, feed bunks with at least 3 feet of space, stalls having at least less than 100% occupancy, less than 90, and ideally sand bedding for cow comfort. So the take-home message is, we want to have a good ration. We want to move them into the ration at the right time and have them comfortable. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike, and have a great weekend. Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Coming up on Monday, on our Milky Monday, we'll discuss the latest global dairy outlook with Alan Levitt, VP of Communications and Market Analysis for the U.S. Dairy Export Council. That's coming up on Monday. And stay with this station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.